Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline as transit officials in San Francisco put the brakes on a number of so-called traffic calming measures that are used to try and cut down on traffic-related fatalities. So, Phil, the city rolled out Vision Zero a decade ago to try and eliminate traffic deaths. So why are they doing this now? Why are they not allowing neighbors to report requests for traffic calming projects?
Well, there's a couple of reasons, and one of them is that they are having budget problems. Muni is facing a $327 million deficit, so there's not a lot of money to go around. The second thing is this program just turned out to be too damn popular. It started before Vision Zero, and the city was really went on a crusade to cut down on traffic fatalities, in large part by rearranging, you know, the streets and adding bumps in and speed bumps and the like. But there had been a much smaller program that allowed residents on the street to come in and ask for, you know, speed bumps. And initially they got about 100 a year, and then bammo, it doubled, and they were starting to get 200. And now they've got a backlog of 300. And what, they don't have the money? And they said, look, we can't kid you around. We're going to be able to have the money to do what we have left. And then after that, we're not sure. So rather than, you know, just stall people, we're just going to tap the brakes on it right now and finish up what we've got. But it's a very popular program, and it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out politically.
What do you suppose, though, was the reason for the explosion of traffic calming requests in the city?
Well, it's coincidental, but it happened right about the time of COVID, when a lot of people were actually spending more and more time at home working and stuff, and looking out their windows and seeing, you know, near misses on the traffic front. That was one reason. The other reason was that people just in general, you know, are going faster. And so we're looking at more people. How many people do you think in the Bay Area, if given a choice of having a speed bump in their neighborhood, would say yes? San Francisco actually had a program. Now, what's interesting on this and on the political front is that in the past 10 years or so, San Francisco spent hundreds of millions of dollars rearranging the streets to try to make them safer, you know, putting guardrails up between bike lanes in the street, banning right-hand turns on red lights, a whole slew of things. And the result has been negligible. As a matter of fact, last year was the worst year we've had in terms of traffic fatalities. There were 42. So Mayor Lurie has suspended the program. He's not, you know, renewing Vision Zero. Now they're still going to do traffic suppression, and they're going to engineer. But I got to ask you something. Politically speaking, what do you think got more traction with neighborhoods? The idea of rearranging streets all around the city and at key intersections that cost hundreds of millions of dollars, or just putting in a speed bump on your street? Which do you think the voter will remember come election day?
That's a very good point. Phil, thank you so much. That's Phil Mateer, our insider on KCBS, and he'll be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.